Weiter in Chess. We are in Sanhedrin, Daf Lam and Kim. We'll pick it up on the very top of the page. Second line, next part of the Mishnah. Dine Mamnus Machazirin. So we said that when it comes to Dine Mamnus, then we can go in and can return it. We can switch it. We can reverse the verdict, whether it goes Chayev or Zakai or Aminu. In fact, the Gemara, is that really true? But we don't have a Braisa or actually a Mishnah that is in Bechoros. Dan es Adin. Let's say they Dan monetary case and Zik is a Chayev, a Chiv is a Zakai. They are the wrong din. Tim is a tar, tier is a tummy. Mash asa asoi, vishalmi base. So that which he did is done and he has to pay from his own money. Rashi says, I'm a law, there must be the din doesn't go back. And you said it does go back. Rav Yosef, lo kasha. Nine, this nishkin the problem, because we're talking about two different scenarios. Kan be mumche. Our Mishnah, we're talking about an expert judge, and he is allowed to flip it back. Kan b'shen mumcha, but in the Bechoros, he's talking about a judge that's not a mumcha, and he can't flip it back. Says Rashi, when you're dealing with a mumcha, kan b'mumcha, yesh bo koach lachzor, v'lo matzi lemimar le'baldin, ana ki taima kama didach. He can't, right? He's able to go and switch back, and the baldin can't say, Velomatsi lameim alei baldin, ana ki time kamadidach of din. I went according to your first understanding, the first psak you gave. Av b'sheinu mumcha, you're dealing with an mumcha. Matsi amalei, you could say, or miyem are the time of basher didach ikar. Who says the second? Your second pshat is correct. They don't makame ikar v'hai who the tois, and that's where you made a mistake. And so therefore, when you're not a mumcha, sorry, then the mumcha guy gets messed over. The judge gets over, and it's a mumcha, so then it could switch back. We could say a second verdict is taka, the correct one. So, fact the Gemara of a mumcha machzirin, when it's a mumcha, you do return it. Volkatani im haya mumcha labis din patim and shalim. But in that same Mishnah, the Bechoros, it says that if the judge is an expert, then he's putter from having to go pay back for his mistakes. So we see that the expert's psak, just like a non-expert, is not able to be switched. Amar Rav Nachum, Nachman says, Kan shish gadol imen b'chach m'minya. Now, our Mishnah is talking about a case where there's a judge there that's greater in knowledge and in number than the one who made the mistake. That greater judge can reverse the lower judge, psak. Kan she'in gadol imen b'chach m'minya, but the one in the Mechoros is talking about a case where there's no one who's greater than the one who made the mistake, and therefore the original one cannot be switched back, the original psak. Rav Sheshes says a different answer. Kan sheta b'dvar mishta. Our mishta is talking about a case where the judge made a mistake with a mishta on b'furish mitzvah, a mishta. In that case, okay, we switch it back. Kan sheta b'shigal das. When you can't switch it, right, then here the mishta is b'choros. It's talking about where he made a mistake in shigal das. When he evaluated the situation. And in such a situation, we're talking about Shigal Das. In that case, you're not able to go in to switch it back. Da'amar of Sheis, Tamar of Asi, Talbot Varish Mishnah, Choser. Someone makes a mistake with the first Mishnah, so then you can reverse it. Talbot Shigal Das, and Choser, but there you're not able to go in and reverse it. Amar of Revealer of Ashi, Redditor of Ashi, Afil Ta, Bidurev Chia, Bereb Elshaya. Is it true that the judge who is considered to make a mistake in a clear situation is even if a mistake by Rav Chaim Rav Ashi, Rav Shaya, when you deal with a Braisa also? Amalei said, yep, even a Braisa. I feel a bit vibrant with Shmuel, even with Rav and Shmuel. Even a case of Rav and Shmuel. Rashi says that we're talking about. But Mamer did who? Shapasko with Svar, some of them used their own Svar. Velo have your Masnisan of El Svar. Amalayan, he said, yep. So Philip Bididi Vididach, Ravina asked, so even if it's a mistake you and me made, Amalay Otto Anan Katlik, Kane Ba'agma Anan. What are we, just people that cut reeds and swamps that people shouldn't go with our psak? That it shouldn't be, Rashi says, Arishamati Lecha, Shaf, Hatob, the Divrei Amoraim Achronim, even by Bryce says, Choser, my Guru Samida Achrini, why are we less than that? Katlikani, Kotsum Konim, Malakli Aitzim. What are we just like, cutters over there? Now, Hechidami Shigal Das. What does this mean, Shigal Das? We talk about the idea of being a mistake, Shigal Das. I'm a public. You go and trade Tanoi or trade Amorai, the Pligia, the idea of two. Tanoi and Amorai, they're arguing with each other. Velo Itmar Ilchasa, Lo Kamar, Lo Kamar. And there's no psak by which way it goes. Ve'ikri, Ve'avar, Kachar Minayo. Then the judge, Paschal, is like one of them. Ve'suga, the Shmaitza, Azza, Kedirach. But the consensus of majority is to go like the other one, Haidu Shikoladas. That's what it means, Shikoladas. So even though the psak goes against the general consensus, it can't be considered knocked out, and therefore it can't be reversed. Maisa bipara shenitla aim shala. So Rav Nuna is asking a kasha, Rav Sheshes, from a Mishnah in Bechoros. Just to bring you back on the map over here, Rav Sheshes is going to give another pshat the how we work out the two Mishnahs. He says that Kant Shita b'davar Mishnah, our Mishnah is talking about where the judge made a mistake by Mefarish Mishnah, and that's where it can be reversed. And the other one, the other Mishnah in Bechoros is talking about Shikoladas. Now the Gemara reflects, and that's where it cannot be reversed. It cannot be reversed. So now, in fact, the Gemara, Maisa, we have a story that happened b'parah shenitla aim shela with a cow that the aim was taken out of it. Says Rashi, that's base heroi areon, they basically the womb. Vinikris tarfachas v'shalfuchis. The womb was taken out. V'chil Rabbi Tarfon l'klavim. Rabbi Tarfon had this cow to be fed to the dogs, like a trefa. Instead of this animal without a womb, like it's a trefa. Ba maisa lefnei chachamim biyavda vitira. And this came in front of Yavda, the chachamim there, and they said, no, it's taka mutter, which she says, Beisharmu todo serofe. Like we're going to see right now, they matted it, Sha'amar todo serofe, Ein para v'chazira yotzeis v'alexandria shal Mitzrayim. These are two things they didn't let leave from Alexandria and Mitzrayim. This the ikar now is the para is the cow. Ela im kein choschena im shala kedei shalo selid. If you didn't take out the womb, so they can't give birth. Can't give birth. They were very chosh of a cows. And they wanted to have a monopoly on it, so therefore they would take out the womb before exporting it. Someone else can go ahead and have this come from it. So we know this animal's missing wombs didn't die. It's clear that it's not considered a trefa. Amar Rabbi Tarfon says, Holcha chamorcha Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon thought that he would have to sell his donkey in order to get the funds to compensate the owner, the cow's owner, because of the loss. So he's basically saying, he's like, your donkey's gone, Tarfon. Amar Rabbi Akiva. Akiva said to him, Patra atosha, kol ha-mumcha l'rabim, patra mishalim. You're exempt, because anyone who's a mumcha, he is the bach as mumcha l'beizdin. You're going to be patra from having to pay back for such a mistake. V'i isa. But if the way you explain the Mishnayos is correct, that it's a distinction of knowing a Mishnah or not, the first Mishnah or not knowing the first Mishnah, rather us or the one in the Bechoros, if that's taka correct, then lemalei toba dvar Mishnah ata. Rabbi Akiva should have said to Rav Tarfon, you're making a mistake in dvar Mishnah, but toba dvar Mishnah choser. And therefore, if you make the mistake, you can be choser. And for the Gemara, Chada v'od kamar. Kiva is actually saying one and more. Chada, the Torah Dvar Mishnah Ata. You're a judge made a mistake in a Mishnah, straight up. The Torah Dvar Mishnah Choser, you can back out. The Od Inami B'Shikol Das Tais. And even if you want to make, if you made a mistake by Shikol Das, Mumcha L'Rab Mata, you are the Mumcha, V'Chol Mumcha L'Rab Pater Milashayim, Pater from having to pay. So the Gemara says, now hold on, hold the dough, hold the dough. Amar of Nachmar Yitzchak L'Rafa, Maika Mosef Rav Huna of Sheshes. What case did Rav Huna ask on Rav Sheshes? Mipara, he asked him a question from the cow that Rabbi Tarfon said, Trefa. Para, Harei Achil L'Klovim, V'Lesa D'Titar. Right, the other. Rabbi Tarfon, he had the cow fed to dogs, and therefore wasn't able to be returned to the owners. How could it be that reversing this verdict would have got Rabbi Tarfon off the hook? The cow's gone. Halchi Armelei. This is what he's saying.
Right? It makes everything is good and dandy. If you say that one makes a mistake in an area which is clearly taught in the Mishnah, can't back out. Alma kamdina. So we see that the verdict stands even though it was a mistake. Haina to come mafchid. This is where Tarfon was upset. Karmelei iu mumcha lebeizdin ata. Rekiva says that you're an expert, you know, from Beizdin. And therefore you're part of me to go pay. Aliyah might part of our Mishnah Chozer. If you want to say that Taka does go back, he returns it. Leimalei kiva di ilu havapara dina chalav dina v'lof kolom avadata. Rekiva should have said to Rabbi Tarfon, since if the cow was alive, then you're din. Would not be a valid verdict, and it would be like you did nothing by your original psak, by the treifos, the hashdanami, lo klum avadatan. So therefore here too, you didn't do anything. Even though the cow is dead and gone, it's not like you did anything. Rashi says, lo klum avadatan, the iu, who the ifsid and afshe, he lost it himself, she shlicha leklav, and then he fed it to the dogs. Vat lo avsadat alay midi, he didn't lose anything, but my depasak, psak to Allah, shame treifos. The fact that you made it a treifa, said it's treifa, ta'i bai, some ahead there, because if you wanted to back out, then you could have. Then we have the next sentence of Chister. Of Chista Amar, Kan Shinatal V'Nasan B'Yad, that the Mishnah Bechoros is talking about a case where the judge took the money with his hand and he gave it to the other one. He gave it from one person to another. In that case, it can't be backed out. When the judge himself goes and he does it, that's that you can't reverse. Kan Shalom Tavanatsu B'Yad, but our Mishnah is talking about a case where he doesn't do such a thing and therefore he's able to go and reverse it. In fact, our Mishnah Machai Chievas Zakai, because this makes sense in the case of the Mishnah Bechoros where the judge said the non Chayev is Chayev, Kigon Shalom Tavanatsu B'Yad. El Hazika is a Chayev, Heikh Mishkachas. How does the next case that Mishnah that he said that the one is Chayev, he's Zika is a Chayev, he let him off the hook. Like, how do you find that case? The Amrle Patrata. Must be talking about a case where he said that you're Patr. He didn't take it and put it in anyone's hand over here, so why can't you reverse it? For the Gemara, Kevin Dummer Patrata, when he says Patr, that he's telling the defendant to hold on to what he already has, it's similar to like it was as if he took it and put it in his hand. But what about our Mishnah, which says that our Mishnah that says that dini mamnas machzirin bein l'schus bein l'chova in either way, which Rav Chisa explains talking about where the judge didn't personally do it. Bishlam l'schus mishkachas le, we find this case of where it's a schus or it's not chayiv. The Amalei meikara chayavata, where you could say that he originally said you're chayav, but he didn't take the money with his hand and give it to the other one. Therefore, he can back out. He can switch the verdict. El lechove chemeshkachas. How are you going to find the case of flipping back for chov? The Amalei paterata. Is it not talking about a case where he says you're pater? The Amalei came and the Amalei paterata. It's like he took and put his hand. So why then does our Mishnah allow the judge to back it out, like to switch it, to reverse the verdict in that case? It's really teaching one thing. When you're dealing with Dine Mamanus, they could reverse it. Machzirin l'schus, in a way that it's going to make it a schus, which will end up being a chov to the other party involved. The kavasag abin nefashas. Similarly, why we find that by dini nefashas, machzir in the schus can be reversed to be a schus, to be an acquittal. Beep, turn the page. Let me go base. Ve'in machzir in the chova. But they're not reversed to be conviction. The machzir in the schus, S'chus gredisa, can be reversed in favor to acquittal, means that the new verdict is a pure acquittal, which is going to be no disadvantage for anyone. V'ein machzirin lechova
l'schus shi'chova, but it can't be done in a way with shi'chova, that it's a schus on one side, which is going to be a chov for the other. Now, what would the chova say, the man? Because for who is this person getting off the hook going to be bad for when it comes to a capital case?
Says the Gemara, what do you mean? Hello, Kash, it's not a question. Chov say the gol adam. It's chov for the gol adam, the one who wants to avenge the death of their relative. Says Rashi, shekasha be'inov shezenitzo. It's hard for him. This person's going to be okay. Frank the Gemara, mishum chov say the gol adam. Katlin and Leilai, because of the fact this guy's going to be upset. Now we go in and we're going to hold back from reversing the guilty verdict. And we're going to kill this person? Then not only that, how could Chisa explain the Mishnah to be saying that in reference to cash money, monetary cases, my bane, bane, what does that mean? When it says either this or that. It says Gemara Kasha. Okay, that's a good question. Good question. Avinu Amar, Avinu gives another answer. Well, he comes to back of Rav Chisda. Avinu Amar, Kegon Shahir lo b'yad mashkan. Maybe in Bechoros, we could talk about a case where the where he had in his hand, he had a, I'm sorry, not literally, but he had a mashkin, which in order to hold on to that loan, and to tell him a menu, and when the judge said that he's al chayef, the judge took that mashkin from him and he returned it to the defendant. Timei satar. Now what about when it says, and the Mishnah says in Bechoros, that the judge says something, that he says something's tame. Says tame, something that was really tahor. The age be sheretz, that he touched the sheretz to it. So now he made it tummy. So that's why you can't back out anymore, because this thing, you said this thing over here, when he took the sheretz, it touches the sheretz to it, therefore he makes it for sure tummy. Tir is a tummy, and when it says that he's matir, something that he was really tummy, it means she'ervin bin pirusav, that he mixed his food amongst the other fruits, which were for sure tahor. Zuck, the next part of the Mishnah, we said that if a person makes a sense by a mistake by dealing a false Joseph, he said he was guilty, that can make him not guilty. But if he said he's not guilty, he can't make him guilty. Dinin a fascia. Tana Rabbanan, minayin liotzim yibizin, the chayiv. Varma echad yishli lamed, alof schus, henu v'sum, came out chayiv. Then they said, I can find him to be schus. Minayin shemach zirin, so you bring him back and to hear it. Talmud lomar, nucky. Al tarok. So it says an innocent person, don't kill. Minayin liotzim yibizin, zakev, it came out that he's acquitted. Varma yishli lamed, alof chove, I can find a chove for him. Minayin she'ein machzirin, so we don't bring him back. Talmud lomar tzaddik al tarog. Says that you don't, a righteous person, don't kill. Amar Rav Shimi Barashi, v'chilufa lemesis. The opposite is true of someone who instigates someone else to do it with a zar. D'chsev lo sachmo v'sachasel. Love, do not pity him and don't take cover for him. Rav Kahana, masim mikol miki harog taragena. That for you shall surely kill him. Okay, next we said that the Mishnah says when it comes to dini nefashos, when he's innocent, we don't flip it. If he says he's innocent, then that's it. It's Dunsky's. Bal miner of zir miner of sheishes chayv golus. What about chayv golus? If say someone's chayv golus, what's the din then? Do we reverse that? Aser rotzeach rotzeach. We say that we learn out from capital cases, so it's not able to be flipped. What is order rotzeach comes up by murder? We're talking about over here a case with the deliberate murder. It says most yumas harotzeach, and it says by a person going to nidachas that lanu shama harotzeach. Gzer Shav is teaching that you can teach one to the next. So just like capital case can be reversed only in favor of acquittal, but not to convict, so too a case of exile also can be reversed only to acquit, but not to convict. Chayvi malchus, what about malchus? Can you, if it's an acquittal, can it get flipped the other way? I say Russia. We learn out the idea of Malchus that we make Xerishav Russia. Then therefore, just like lashes also by capital cases, only to acquit but not to convict. Backs that up. Chayvi Golis Minayin, Asir Rotzeach, Chayvi Malchus Minayin, Asir Russia,
Rasha. Okay, next part of the Mishnah. Vein machzir lechova. They're not reversed. The capital cases to chova. This is only when the judge made a mistake in reference to something with which the tzedukim do not agree. The Sadducees. Aval, Tab, Advar, Satsukim, Modem, but if you made a mistake in an area where the Satsukim agree, then it can be reversed even Lachov. Zilkar be Rav, Ravu. Frek the Gemara, boy, mini Rabbi Chia bar Abba, Rav Yochanan, Tab, Benoif, Benoif, Esma. What did you make a mistake with adultery? What's it then over there? Can you reverse it? Amarle says, Ademokdach Yakid Zilkots Karach Utslay. While your fire is burning, cut your gourds and roast them. Since the Tzedukim, they are masking that adultery is usser, therefore, if a mistake of an acquittal is reversible. In other words, Rashi says that while you're studying, while you're Baocha H. Dolekes, while the fire is still burning, while you're still stagging away, analyze and see what the ramifications are. Yochan is telling Rav Chia that since he learned from him that a verdict that's contradicted by any law with which they agree can be reversed, so then these can be reversed as well, because they also agree that it's aser. So a mistake over there can be acquitted. Itmar Nami is also said that Rabbi Yochanan ta benoif chozer. So mistake with the knife, it can be chozer. Ella echidami ein chozerin. But then, in what case does the Mishnah say that in capital cases it can't be reversed? When it comes to the idea of adultery, when can it not be reversed? I'm Rabbi Avraham Rabbi Yochanan kigon shita shalok hadarka. In case you made a mistake, and he acquitted them for adultery that was done shalo kedarka. Since the sister is not said explicitly in the Torah, therefore it's a mistake that by an iser, it can't be reversed in order to convict them. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.